It's good to be here. It's always good to be here. Well, but maybe not necessarily here, but generally, no, but it's good to be here also. I just wanted to thank you, of course, and I really thank you for your support, your prayers whenever we're home. I thank you for all the food and the fellowship whenever we're here. It's greatly appreciated, really. So thank you very much. And I just want to very quickly share with you what God definitely put on my heart. And in order to do that, I want to read two verses. First is from 1 Timothy 6:7. And second, we're teachers, so that's okay. And Haggai 1:7. And the first, Timothy 6:7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." And the second verse, Haggai 1:7, says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." The first verse that I read seemed to be a little bit sad, because we work a lot, we're tired, we raise our families, we, you know, work in secular jobs, we work at churches, we struggle, you know, we have good days and bad days, and it's kind of like depressing to hear that it's like all for nothing, basically, because we're not gonna take anything with us to our final destination. If it's just that would be very, very sad and very, like I said, depressing. But being the child of God, first of all, when we made that best investment we could, trusting the Lord Jesus, a situation changes. And it made me think about a spiritual investment that I can make in my life in order to have something later, or to just being able to take with me to my final destination, which, by the way, is a great location. It's described in Revelation chapter 21, in verses 1 to 5, and I'm not going to read it now, but please read it. Whenever I am a little bit down or tired, I read this chapter, and it reminds me of my final destination, and it's great. And it's glorious, and it's worth to work, it's worth struggling and waiting and anything else that is leading me there. So I thought about good investments. I thought about investments, spiritual investments, eternal investments that will profit in the future, in that destination. And I know nothing about earthly investments. I admire people who do and who like invest in art or properties and stocks. We had a conversation with my dad about like stocks a few days ago. I really admire it, and I won't do that ever because we're not going to do that. But I really, really want in my life to invest in His work, and in preaching the gospel, winning the souls, building His church. That's something that I know I can take further, and it is something that I know is worth to invest in. So I looked up in characteristics of a good investment, and I thought like it's going to be very encouraging to me knowing what investment am I making right now. So the first one that I found is a safe investment. And it sounds a little bit like weird, because an investment that we have here, they're very rarely safe, or not entirely at least safe. But this one that I came across here is definitely safe. And it's mentioned in Matthew 6, 19:20, and it says, and you know that these verses, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." our investment in his work of preaching and winning the souls is uncorruptible. That is amazing, because we work to get something. Generally, we work to get something. In here, we invest in something that will never vanish, neither by nature or by any man. And it's a moth, rust, and thieves. So there is no force, no power that will take our investment away. So it's a safe investment. Second thing that I found that I love about God is clear and transparent. I wanted to read a verse in Matthew 28:19-20. You also know these verses. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. There is no fine print with God. There are no tricks, no hidden costs. There are even warnings that not everything will be lovey-dovey, great, super, without any issues or problems. We know what we invest in, and we know what the investment might look like. And I love that about God, that he is clear and he's transparent with us. The third thing that I like and I love is that this investment that we can do, and by the way, this investment we can all do, because we can go, we can pray, we can support, we can encourage. There are different forms of this kind of investment in winning souls for us that we go and for you guys who are here. So the third thing is that this investment is definitely suited for your capabilities. God knows what I can do, he knows what I can't do, and he still wants me to invest in these spiritual things. Ephesians 4:16 says, from who the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. He knows my means, he knows my strength, he knows what I can do, he knows what I can't do. And he still wants me to invest in this, in his works. And the fourth thing is profitable. We all work to have something, and we want to have something. And that's amazing that we are promised to see the fruit of work for him in the future. 1 Corinthians 3:14 says, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So God promises us in this word, he will not forget our work. There will be a profit of an investment, and this profit will be eternal. So just thinking about all these points, it was an encouragement to me that I do something that has these characteristics, and it's helpful whenever it's hard. And I also want to mention two more things, wrapping up basically, that I need to remember. I thought about investments and being in this line of work, and I thought like that I have to remember that it's not exactly a collective responsibility. That the fact that I'm sitting in church is not necessarily meaning that I personally invest in this work. And I want to be sure it's my personal investment. Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So it seems like each of us will stand before God and will be, you know, will give account for our investment. Last year, me and Corey were at his like CrossFit competition. Yes, I'm gonna tell you. It was so funny. But, no, like lots of people, like not just guys, women too. Sweaty, crazy, very loud, anything, like, you know, they're doing this and they're running back and forth, like really crazy people. I thought someone's gonna die, but never mind. I mean, I was there, I was at the stadium, so I was inside. I even had like VIP pass, although I left very quickly, but I had VIP pass. So I was in the room where, you know, the action was basically happening. But I found a nice corner, I had my latte with me, I had pastries and I had my book. So, and I was just doing this. I was just sitting with my book, coffee, pastries, it was great. Anyway, I didn't take a part in that all lifting and craziness that was going on over there, but I was there. But I'm thinking like, I should make sure that it's my personal investment in my heart and in my life. I'm not just there, but it's my personal investment. And the last thing that I wanna encourage, first of all, myself, because it is my Goliath, do not be afraid of temporary losses. There will be losses, and God warns us and he tells us, like the stocks, they go up and down, but I know retirement stocks, they eventually go up. So there will be losses, and do not be afraid of that. I am always worried about that, but maybe I'll read for the verse first. Second Timothy 2:11 says, "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him." Looking back, what seemed to be the biggest loss, you know, death, it is my biggest gain. It's my biggest victory. It's God's biggest victory. So that's how it works with God. It's amazing that what very often what seems to be a loss, it's a gain and it's a victory. And the same is with his works and investment in his works. We can't lose this one. It's just the prophet is waiting on us, and that's what I wanted to share with you guys. Thank you.
Amen.